Kyle Malin. He's from the MERS newsletter. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Anything of newsy notes coming out of the Mackinac Island takeover by the Republican Party last weekend?
Well, I think, you know, the two big headlines were, first of all, that Mitt Romney was warmly received and outpolled the other presidential candidate on the Republican side, Rick Perry, 51-17%. Not a surprise. I mean, Mitt Romney's been to Michigan many times before. He's from Michigan. You know, obviously he won Michigan back in 2008. So not a surprise there. And then, you know, the other thing is that Rick Snyder also reinforced that, you know, if he accomplishes his agenda in his first term of office, he won't need to seek a second term, which I think was, you know, a reinforcement of stuff that he's indicated in the past. But, you know, now that he's been in office, was, you know, a little bit of news, I think.
If you go to MIRS.com and you look at some of the news story, one of the ones that really hit me over the head like a ton of bricks was that Michigan cut support for public universities by $827 per student this year. That's down by 32.12 since the year since some previous years. Tell us about that story.
Well, you know, I think when policymakers cut university spending, and the state has been cutting state aid to the public universities since about 2001, they do so in large numbers that I don't think people really grasp. You know, they don't do it on a per pupil or per student basis like we do for K through 12. You know, when the state cuts schools by, you know, $400 a student, it's a number that we can kind of associate with. There's one student, we can put like $400 over the head. It's a number we can fathom. But when we're talking about like a few million dollar cut, or, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to universities, sometimes we get kind of lost in, you know, how big that number is. And so what the President's Council of State Universities did is actually attached a dollar number per university student as opposed to this big number. And I think it brings it home a little bit more, Tony. I mean, I think you can relate a little bit more to $800 for my college-age kid as opposed to a larger number. And, you know, it just shows that public university support from the state has gone down because cuts have needed to be made. And you know what they say about stuff running downhill, you know? We're going to just go ahead and just cut this funding to these universities and just hope they raise tuition and, you know, make up for it other ways.
Kyle, when we talk about the bridge, anything new on that front?
Well, I think the interesting part about the proposed second span to Canada is when Brian Kelly was speaking at the conference over the weekend, I thought he gave a very succinct and very compelling argument to folks who wouldn't necessarily be supportive of it. I'm talking about the hundreds of Republican activists who all crammed into the Grand Hotel Theater over the weekend. You know, it was funny, Tony, because when the moderator of the program asked people to turn in cards to ask questions for Governor Snyder and Brian Kelly and the Republican leaders, the most cards he received was on the bridge. And Brian Kelly took the question and told the audience, great, I'm glad you guys asked that. I consider this a softball. And then proceeded to just blast it out of the park. And I think that the Republicans, you know, from the sense we're getting, Randy Richardville is getting a sense in the Senate, that people are coming around to thinking, you know, the business argument on this really makes a lot of sense, especially if a private company is running the second bridge. At that point, it's just competition between two private operators, and that's the meaning of good business. Everybody likes you know, competition, and so if you have open competition, it really kind of takes away this whole public bridge argument, which is now getting dispelled really quickly.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter, reading directly from the newsletter. Kyle, lots of news about recalls. I always wonder about recalls. If you don't like somebody, don't vote them in. If you don't like them, vote them out. And if you don't like the legislation that they passed, why not wait until the election? But there are some people who are in danger of being recalled.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, we've got two Oakland County state representatives who are Democrats who are in serious trouble right now, not because of anything they did necessarily, other than just oppose Governor Snyder's agenda. But it's because since they have done that, the Republicans are going to invest from, you know, what I understand, some resources in trying to get these state representatives on the ballot for February 28th. Which is when the state is going to pick its Republican presidential nominee. There won't be a competitive Democratic race, so there isn't going to be a lot of Democrats showing up. So if you're a Democratic lawmaker and you're up for recall on that ballot, you got to be really, really nervous. And both of those state representatives, Lisa Brown and Jim Townsend, are from Royal Oak and West Bloomfield, respectively. And, you know, those are not safe Democratic districts. Those are very competitive districts. And so the Democrats are going to have to fight real hard to try and stop the signature gatherers who will be paid from getting the signatures needed to get it on the ballot. You know, it is kind of sad, Tony, and I hear what you're saying there about, you know, unless you've done something of malfeasance or misfeasance, then really there's no reason for recall. And really where this started is the fact that the Republicans control everything in state government right now. And, you know, progressives and Democratic activists out there, and not the Democratic Party, I will add that, you know, are getting frustrated at the fact that the Republicans are running the show and just steamrolling an agenda through. And I think in an act of frustration and wanting to do something, started these recalls against Republicans earlier in the spring. And so, you know, that kind of started a tidal wave where actually one of these recalls, the one against Paul Scott up in Genesee County, got some money behind it from the MEA and is actually going somewhere. I mean, this guy is actually on the ballot for being recalled for doing nothing other than supporting Governor Snyder's agenda. He didn't do anything wrong in office. He didn't commit any crimes. That's why he's up for being recalled. And so the Republicans just thought, hey, let's fight fire with fire. If we're going to have 28 of our Republicans out there who are in danger of being recalled, let's put some of theirs under the gun.
Kyle,
so it's really started a bad situation.
I got about 30 seconds left. I'm just surprised that union members with the MEA and the UAW don't say more, don't have more to say that their dues are being used to fund a lot of these recall efforts. It seems like a waste of money when you have the election process that's coming up.
Well, yeah, I would tend to agree with you, but others feel like they got to do something, and this is their avenue.
All right, go to the MIRS newsletter, MIRSnews.com. Get the latest news of what's going on for throughout the state. Kyle, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tony.